Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
These barbarians are lessons in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about being with you and bringing someone who almost needs, basically needs no introduction, the legendary Ken Blanchard, ladies and gentlemen, the co-author of The One-Minute Manager, the history-making, something under a billion copies sold across the galaxy of that book. And he's written and so many other books in the meantime, and has motivated so many people as one of the great thought leaders of our time. And I'm glad to say that he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for a dozen years. He's our good friend, Ken Blanchard. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be with you. I'm a legend in my own mind.
I know what you mean. I'm a man outstanding in my own field, right?
Right.
it's good to have you back, Ken, and congratulations on the continued success of all the things that you've been doing. One of your new books is called Collaboration Begins With You, and you the subtitle is Be a Silo Buster. We talk about that on the show here, about the natural tendency of all of us to try to build a firewall, put a firewall up around us, either to protect us or to gain some advantage.
Yeah.
That's a natural human thing, isn't it?
It really is, and it's amazing. It can even start with small organizations, you know. And what we have to try to do, Jim, as you know, is get people to think about we rather than me. So that's the whole goal, I think, with the concept of collaboration, you know.
How do we do that? How do we get people to turn loose of this self-possession and to get their mitts off of what they think is theirs and start thinking about sharing instead of owning?
Well, I think the key is to start with a compelling vision that people can all participate in creating that tells you, you know, who you are, what business you're in.
And that has to come from the leadership, doesn't it?
Yes, and where you're going, what your picture of the future is. And then what's really important is what's the values that are going to drive your journey, you know. And, you know, like I wrote a little thing I tried to get to the politicians, you know, Obama and everybody, called A Leadership Vision for America, you know, because one of the reasons why Washington is so self-serving is we don't have a vision for this country anymore.
That's right, that's right.
And, you know, I sent my piece to Warren Bennis before he died, you know. Warren and I used to get together. He was quite a guy. And he sent me a book that some of the audience might want to read. It's called A Miracle in Philadelphia. And it's the story of the development of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Hmm.
And here you had all these egomaniacs. You had Benjamin Franklin and Washington and Jefferson and John Adams and John Quincy Adams.
Right.
They had a vision for the 13 states and what they could become that permitted them to compromise and to do that,
and they all had their own. They all had their own ideas about things too, didn't they?
Oh, for sure. But once you have a vision, something that's bigger than yourself, that people can buy into, then you have a chance maybe to break up some of this silo stuff.
I love what someone said. Napoleon is alleged to have said. He said, "A soldier will fight long and hard for a bit of colored ribbon."
Yes, that's right. You know, something bigger than themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
isn't that what we're missing in America today? Is don't we need to get back to thinking about things that are bigger and more important than ourselves?
Yes, absolutely. You know, in the Bible it says people without vision are unrestrained. and I think unfortunately that's often the case without a compelling vision. So
right.
You need to get there, but I just can't hear any candidates talking about it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, ownership, I talk about ownership in my organization. I try to get my people to own their assignment.
Yeah.
But it's a tricky balance, isn't it, to get them to own their assignment, but then to share all that with other people.
Yes, and that's why, you know, in our collaboration book that I wrote with Eunice Parisi Carew and Jane Ripley, we developed a little acronym called UNITE. You know, you really need to get people to unite together. And U stands for utilize differences, you know, that you have to believe that everyone has something to contribute, you know. And
right.
How do you listen? N is so important, which is nurture safety and trust, you know, because if people share their opinion and they get blasted, well, that'll be the last time you'll hear from them. And
right.
Then the I is what I was mentioning, which is involve others in crafting a clear purpose, values, and goals, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What you really hope is that people will talk openly, you know, about things. And then finally, E is empower yourself and others, you know. You know, you need to run your particular thing, but you need to go out and...
Quick break. Sorry, Ken, I got to take a quick one. Collaboration begins with you. That's the book. That's the new book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.